Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hawk and Crowder Show. Alex Dono in for Mark Hochman today. Crowder is here. Solana is here. Crowder was giving me some parenting advice in the previous segment because, listen, I admitted my kid, 4 years old, he's starting to turn into a little Solana, which worries me. And Crowder told me this has got to be my slogan. Today, unruly. Tomorrow, crack. I'm going to tell him about that. I'm going to tell him about that when I see him tonight after the show. He's going to fall right in line, Crowder.
Four? Maybe hold the crack conversation to seven.
Yeah, I don't want to have to like explain what crack is, and then the whole, you know, that might just get him excited. I don't want to go through that whole thing.
But Donald, you gotta structure. You have to put structure. You have to put discipline in your children. Listen, there's spanking and there's beating. You don't beat your kids like that. Some people go overboard. We've heard stories of athletes. Well, Adrian Peterson with a belt. No. But listen, a good old spanking, a little booty pop with the hand, that's okay. I say it right now. That's okay, just a little booty pop with the hand.
I'll tell him. That's what I do. I haven't actually spanked him, but I have advised him that there could be a spanking in the future if he doesn't act right. So again, I don't want him to turn into Solana, but let's turn it over to Solana. We got a big night of Game 2s tonight. What's happening over there in the Sportsplex?
The sports update, it's driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. By the way, Donald, let your son be. I mean, I didn't turn out so bad, right? I didn't turn out
You're
so
terrible.
Bad.
I want to spank you now.
You were the cautionary tale.
If we didn't have HR at the office, I would have hit you already.
I'll call HR now. I'll call HR.
He will call them about the threat.
I went to HR when y'all were picking on me a couple years ago.
Should have went
to HR. Sahili told me get out of her office. I was like, okay, well, this is not the way I thought this would go.
Panthers Lightning Game 2. It's at 7 p.m. tonight for the Cats. We hate doing it, but we've been calling it a must-win game. I know it's cliche, but sure does feel that way.
And we're going to ask Bill Lindsay is going to join us in about 15 minutes. And I know Bill's going to set it straight. Like, I'm going to ask him, is this a must-win game tonight, Bill? Because, again, I know coming back down 0-2, it's not impossible. It's not statistically likely either. And if you go down 0-2 and completely obliterate your home ice advantage in the process, it's going to be tough. So the Panthers need to win tonight.
Heat Celtics Game 2, 8:45 p.m., will be your tip-off at FTX Arena. Al Horford upgraded to questionable earlier today. Well, as of about an hour ago, per Shams Charania, he will play tonight. Al Horford will be playing tonight. Very quick turnaround from health and safety protocols. Only 2 days.
Yeah, is there something? How long does that usually take? Does that seem a little fishy? Like they got Zaslow in protocols for like a week, and Horford gets through the protocols in 2 days.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man, let me tell you, I believe it's two negative tests back to back, is some stories I've heard. Mm-hmm. But I think Al Horford's availability to his team in the Eastern Conference Finals is a little bit bigger than, you know, some other jobs' availability, Donald, to answer your question.
You're talking about a two-time championship broadcaster. I think you need to put a little bit more respect on that. But, in the case, and listen, Horford comes back, Marcus Smart coming back tonight, that's fine. I want to beat these losers at full strength. Because you know what just happened, Solana and Crowder? My guts are coming back here because you know what's happening now. The Celtics are running out of excuses. They can whine and cry. They get beaten by double digits in game one. Well, what would have happened if Marcus Smart was here? Al Horford, we would have beaten them by 11 points. Okay, the Heat beat them tonight. They are fresh out of excuses.
There we go. Now I'm coming around, ain't he, Solana?
He is.
It's my bucket list. I wanted to say something that would inspire a culture drop, and I'm done. Crowder, you can take the rest of the show.
Marcus Smart is probable for tonight. I think everybody's expecting him to play. Kyle Lowry is out tonight. Derek White is out tonight for the Celtics as well. Yesterday, Inter Miami, they drew 0-0 versus the Philadelphia Union in the city of brotherly love. They'll host the New York Red Bulls on Sunday in Fort Lauderdale. But this was cool news. Inter Miami announced that they'll host FC Barcelona. The champions, or I shouldn't say champions, but one of the biggest clubs in the world. They'll play a friendly on July 19th at Drive Pink Stadium.
And also, and I want to throw this in there because I know what's, and I'm not a big fan of Barcelona because a lot of these like big clubs with just these bandwagon jumpers, I think some people have probably jumped off the Barcelona bandwagon since Messi left because a bunch of people were there for one player. But when that game happens, I don't want to see the stadium with like 75% Barcelona jerseys. Go rep Inter Miami. That's your local team giving jobs to local people, giving enjoyment to people in the community. How many of you have actually been to Barcelona, Spain? If you have, okay, maybe wear the jersey. If you haven't, support Inter Miami. Don't wear the Barca Messi jerseys when he doesn't even play there anymore. Go there wearing your Higuain jerseys, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Good take, Crowder. Yeah, Dono, that's not going to happen. Bro, that stadium, people are going to pay $600 for tickets to go watch Barcelona's U17 team.
Yep.
And that stadium is going to be filled with blue and red jerseys.
The Blaugrana.
Yeah, it's going to be filled with Barcelona fans who still think Lionel Messi is on the team. And guess what? They're going to wait an hour and a half just to park and miss the entire first half. That's exactly.
And they're going to be waiting to see Messi. They're like, well, where's Messi? Can I have Messi? He doesn't play for the team anymore, you dope.
You know who used to play on Barcelona, Crowder?
Pele.
No. Ronaldinho.
Oh, this guy, Ronaldinho. Yeah. Solana said Ronaldinho is more famous than LeBron James.
That's not, no, that's not
that's
what I
what
said.
You said.
He's got more wives than LeBron James.
Ronaldinho.
More of a criminal history than LeBron James as well. Dono, the thing I said was that in 2005, at the height of Ronaldinho, he was one of the biggest athletes in the world, bigger than some NBA players at the time. That's what I said.
Ronaldinho is bigger than the NBA players.
Put some respect on Ronaldinho,
no,
bro.
He wasn't.
He was the face of Nike. Literally the face of Nike.
No, he wasn't. You know the face of Nike? Was Jordan and LeBron James are the face of Nike. Kevin Durant. Kyle Lowry. Those are the face of Nike. Ronaldinho.
Hold on. You can't put Kyle Lowry in the same conversation with Ronaldinho.
I mean, Lowry. Who had the shoe? Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie.
There we go. Yeah, Kyle Lowry's not there. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to give y'all. I know y'all love this football, real football, whatever you football, when y'all say it funny.
Proper
listen,
football.
Ronaldinho is not more famous than these NBA stars. Y'all get the hell out of here with Ronaldinho.
All right. I mean, Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, they're up there. They're arguably the two most popular athletes in the world. If you want to put Jordan up there, that's fine because of his brand and what he did for the NBA. That's fine. But Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, the two most popular current athletes in the world. I don't think that's arguable.
That's silly.
It's not. And they're both washed. So we're going to see, is it going to be like Erling Haaland and Kylian Mbappe are probably going to be like the next two?
Mbappe.
Pele.
No, not Pele.
No.
I don't think Pele can play anymore.
Is he alive?
He's alive, but he's like he's in his like 70s or 80s, probably.
Oh, okay. He's on the way out.
Los Marlins.
Ronaldinho.
That is your soccer talk, sponsored by Ronaldinho.
Rolandinho.
The
Y'all
Marlins.
Are crazy.
The Marlins, they lost last night, but they did take 2 of 3 versus the Nationals. They'll begin a 3-game series tomorrow night versus the Bravos at Lone Depot Park. Finally, guys, McDonald's, they've added a new dessert. It's the chocolatey pretzel McFlurry.
I'd try it. I'm not a huge fan of the pretzel and chocolate. I know that's a big thing these days, but I'd give it a shot.
The salty sweet. I can do the salty sweet stuff. Yeah, I like you saying, I'd give it a shot, Dono.
Give it a shot.
Pretzel in ice cream, though. Like, there's so many salty things I'd rather put in an ice cream before I'm going pretzel in it.
Like what?
You sort of caught me off guard there. I mean, I didn't really plan. I didn't really plan for it.
I feel like I have to follow up on that one.
You go almond?
Yeah. Yeah, almond.
You can go almond, crunched almonds, peanuts.
Like salted caramel.
There we go. Caramel, walnuts. More nut than pretzel. Pretzel, I call pretzel recession food. I'm not a pretzel fan.
A lot of people these days do like the chocolate-covered pretzels. That's become a really big thing. So I it's the trendy thing nowadays. So I can understand why they're doing the pretzel and the McFlurry.
The best pretzel, though, right? It's just like at the bar, like Funky Buddha does a great pretzel.
Oh,
it's just
with the beer cheese.
Right. It's just like the giant pretzel that's warm, and they like hang it on a little rack or something, and then they bring the beer cheese. That's the best type of pretzel.
You know, I know when you get, if you go to like a German restaurant and they're always like raving, and they're fine, of course, but they rave about how amazing the hot pretzel is and they're good. But honestly, Auntie Anne's and like Wetzel's pretzels, just as good. Like it's hard to ruin a soft pretzel. Like they're all good.
Mm-hmm. Then they wrap hot dogs inside of them. Yeah. They have pizza on top of it. Yeah, those pretzels, they're cheating though. They're cheating. You can put pepperoni and cheese on anything and make it good. You can have pepperoni and cheese cardboard piece. It's going to be good.
Right, right. No, like make your original classic soft pretzel great and then brag about it, right? Like you're just cheating by putting pepperoni on it. All right, you put cheese and pepperoni on anything.
Mm-hmm.
Stadium pretzel, also elite.
Yes, very good.
I'll eat an iPod charger if there's cheese and meat on it.
You dip it in that like warm the cheese sauce. Yeah, I will eat an iPod charger.
Eat that little UBS, the little UBS transition box. Yeah, I tear it up with cheese and meat on it.
Yeah, the UBS. Yeah.
Is that the name UBS?
Yeah.
What's that little insertion?
No, you got it.
The USB.
The UBS. It's all right, Dono. The CTE. It's just the CTE. Just nod and agree.
No. What's y'all's name again?
He's got his name written on a card just so he can like pull. Oh yeah, Channing Crowder.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy right now. Still hot outside around the mid 80s. Tonight the lows will drop into the upper 70s. That is your weather.
Good stuff there from Solana in the Sportsplex and the Weatherplex. And yeah, no excuses tonight for the Celtics with Smart and Horford back. Heat are going to kick that butt tonight. And I hope the Panthers do the same. 7 o'clock tonight, Florida Panthers, Tampa Bay Lightning. Game 2 is going down, trying to even up the series. We are going to talk with the Blonde Bomber, Bill Lindsay, Florida Panthers color analyst, former Panthers player, will join us next year on Hawk and Crowder.
Y'all gotta go to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market now. If you're watching these games now, playoff hockey's here. I'm loving it. Playoff basketball's here. We're loving it. Watch parties, tailgates. You want to hang out. You want to do barbecues. You want to just have a family dinner. Tomorrow night's dinner, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night dinner with the family. Get your food from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They have it all. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, turkey. They have lobster. They have shrimp, fish, alligator, venison, frog legs. The dips are made daily, and there's the smoked fish dip is just crazy good. They have the sides. They have sausages made in-house daily. Just go to DelawareChicken.com. I can go on for hours about their crazy menu. Delaware DelawareChicken.com. The best prices, the freshest food, the most delicious food, DelawareChicken.com. When you find out what you want, call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. They'll call you back when your order's ready. Curbside delivery is available. You don't even have to get out the car if you don't want to. If you want to go inside, go inside. Very friendly staff. Family owned and operated since 1951. I've been going there 18 years. I'm telling you, if you're not going to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, you are the one. Your family and all y'all are missing out. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, located on 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Unfortunately, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Too many steps.
Hawk and Crowder. Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of
Mike B. Amati back in our lives tonight. Mike B.
Your Miami Heat.
I'm out. That was terrible. I'm losing my voice a little bit, though, so I'm going to use that. Yeah, it's terrible because I don't have my full voice. I get the call up to the big leagues, the Hawk and Crowder show. It reminds me of, I'm sure you watched this, Crowder, because everybody did. Do you remember in, like, it was 2016 or 2017 when Pacquiao and Mayweather finally fought each other? Like, they, yep. People have been talking about that fight for like 7-8 years. It finally happened. Michael Buffer, the ring announcer, he had no voice. Like, he worked the fight, probably the biggest payday of his life, world famous. He, like, sounded terrible. He lost his voice. He couldn't take advantage of that opportunity.
Yep. That's how you feel now?
That's how I feel.
Oh, okay.
Don't have, well, my usual range.
I'll tell you. That fight you're talking about, and, you know, I could say Floyd Mayweather is a friend of mine now, which is crazy to say.
That is crazy.
But that was the fight that the first time somebody's punched him in his face and everybody was excited, then he came back and whooped Pacquiao's ass. But Pacquiao caught him one time in that fight. I was at Kendall Langford's house watching that fight.
Oh, nice. Has he got a nice house, Kendall Langford?
Oh, Big Cat. Yeah, that's Big Cat. Yeah, Big Cat, he got some bread. Big Cat ain't hurting. Big Cat. Okay. Big Cat's okay.
I like it. I like it. Texter from the 561 writes in, guys, I made a bet with one of my personal training clients for tonight. Heat win. He's paying double. Celtics win. Next session is free. I'm feeling very confident. I did see we had a Celtics fan text into us, Crowder. They're feeling very confident. They're getting Marcus Smart back, and they're getting Al Horford back. The Heat are 3-point favorites. How much of a difference, Crowder? Because I think it's going to make a significant difference for Boston tonight. But how much of a difference do you think Marcus Smart and Al Horford are going to make?
I think Marcus Smart and Al Horford will make – it would be a difference because both of them have contributed to a Eastern Conference final team. Less, you know, and I know I've been bad-mouthing them. But the thing that gets me is they're saying, like, that now, okay, now Marcus is back. Jimmy's not gonna drop close to 40 because Marcus is back. Like, they're acting like, you know, the grocery store attendants have been covering Jimmy Butler all playoffs through Atlanta, through the 76ers, and now with Boston, with Jason Tatum, your all-star on him, and he still drops 41. The thing that's upsetting me about it is that they're acting like, okay, well, yeah, this is the Jimmy Butler stopper. Marcus Smart is the first guard that's won Defensive Player of the Year since Gary Payton. Marcus Smart can play. But just to say that he's going to delete Jimmy Butler, that's what's upsetting me. And Al Horford, like, he's a personal friend. Like, he's a good player. But he's old, and he's not going to drop 30 points like he did in that one game last series. Like, let's be honest about that. In that one Bucks series, he dropped 30, and everybody's like, oh, here goes Al. Al's an 8-point-a-game guy. So let's just put it on the table what's coming back to Boston and what the Heat did to them, outscoring them by 25 in the third quarter, game one. Let's just see that this is the same team with an old guy and a guy with a mid-foot sprain, which isn't easy to go over in Marcus Smart, and he's not going to be 100% tonight. I just hate the concept that now Jimmy Butler's going to be deleted from this. Get out of here, Marcus Smart.
Yeah, the way Jimmy's been playing – I don't care how many defensive player of the years you have. You can't shut him down with the way that Jimmy's been playing. It's just been unguardable. Okay, you might be able to hold him under 40 tonight, but you're not going to, like you said, cancel out or take Jimmy out of the game. And listen, Jimmy in game one, I know Marcus Smart didn't play, but Jimmy's over-under, despite Marcus Smart not playing, was 25 points. Smashed it. 41 points in the game. He had 27 points in the second half. So just in one half alone, went over his point total for the entire game. 27 points over 25, 41 for the game. Jimmy has been something else. And honestly, Crowder, it's like, I'm not worried about Jimmy. I know Jimmy's going to get his. We need others to step up, right? And we know the Heat are a deep team, a well-rounded team. But yeah, Jimmy can't do it by himself every single game. We're going to need even more. And I like the way Tyler Hero played in the second half, but you need even more from Tyler, even more offensively from Bam, even more offensively from PJ Tucker, who does give you a lot. I think PJ is low-key going to be one of the keys for the rest of the playoffs for the Heat, because they added that dude for his championship experience. We've seen a good portion of it already. We need to see more of it tonight.
Oh, 100%, Dono. And this is the thing, too. Because I'm cocky Heat fan today, you know. We played the drop a couple times, the culture. I am cocky Heat fan today. You don't think Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley, this organization knows what the Boston Celtics look like when Marcus Smart and Al Horford are in the lineup? They know what they're going to throw at the Heat. They know how to adjust to it. They know if they double Jimmy, which they better double Jimmy. If they double Jimmy, how are they going to adjust to that? Spoelstra's going to have four or five adjustments set with the addition of Marcus Smart and Al Horford, and the possibility of Jimmy getting doubled or getting blitzed, as they call it, and always getting the ball out of his hand. If you get the ball out of his hand, now there's a guy wide the hell open because you double-teamed Jimmy. You don't think Eric Spoelstra knows that after winning three championships, after going through what LeBron was here and the people trying to double-team Bron, 06 Wade, 06 Shaq. You don't think Spo knows every adjustment to whatever these people are going to do tonight with the addition of their injured players? Like, it's just disrespectful of how the nation covers the Miami Heat as they go to finals and Eastern Conference finals back-to-back years. You know, miss a year here when Milwaukee, you know, the champion beat them last year, but the year before that they were in the finals against the Lakers. Now they're in the Eastern Conference finals against the Boston Celtics. You don't think Spo knows these adjustments? It's just the disrespect gets to me that they still look at Spo and look at Jimmy and look at Bam like they're second-tier NBA people, second-tier stars, second-tier coaches. Spo is a damn Hall of Famer. He's going to have an adjustment to everything that goes on.
Well said. Will the Panthers have an adjustment? We'll talk some Panthers when we come back. Bill Lindsay, color analyst, is going to join us, former Panthers player, right here on Hawk and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's a different energy when we get in there in front of our fans, and around the fourth, they play the, what's the song? Papayas? Papayas?
Hawk and Crowder.
Let's bring on Florida Panthers color analyst, former Florida Panthers player. He's got that beautiful head of blonde hair. It's why we call him the Blonde Bomber. That's what my hair used to look like before it all fell out. Bill Lindsay is with us. Bill, and you had a birthday this week, man, so I hope you've had a great time. Whatever sort of celebrating you do, my man, I hope you had a great week with family. How are you?
Yeah, thank you. I'm doing good. How you doing? Not much for just dinner now. That's about it. That's about the extent of a celebration, just a nice dinner. But everything's good, and we're getting rolling in these playoff series, so. Just hockey all the time at this moment, which is good.
Oh, I'm sure. This is a time of year. And so, Bill, I mean, am I mischaracterizing this game tonight? Panthers fell down 0-1. I mean, technically, I know it's not, but this really feels like a must-win game tonight at home.
Put so much pressure if you go down and you lose the first two games on your home ice. Then you got to go into Tampa Bay. A series could swing, but to win two games on the road after dropping two at home, it does. There's momentum swings in a series, but this one seems inevitable if you want it to go your way, that you got to find a way to come out and win. Disappointing game one. Tampa Bay, though, they've got a team. It is, to me, to watch them play after that grueling seven-game series that they had with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and to ramp up the intensity just after a couple days off and get ready for a game like that and come out and perform how Tampa did in that first game really shows you why they're the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
And Bill, you know, Coach Brunette was talking about their patience, them kind of, the Lightning are mature enough to sit back and let you make mistakes and get into that power play situation where, you know, they're surgical at times. But the Panthers, they play a faster game. And it seems like, you know, as you get to, you know, this deep and play all these good teams in the playoffs, you got to slow it down. Are the Panthers ready to play a 1-0-2-1 game where they were scoring 7 and 10 sometimes? I was at a game this year, Lynn, Bill, where they scored 10. Like, they got to – like, how hard is it to slow it down and play a different style of hockey when you won the President's Trophy playing a speed go-get-em game?
Yeah, you can't change from your identity. You got to have that speed game. But to that point, what made the Panthers successful, Shannon, was that they were able to really have puck possession and have the puck on their stick the majority of the game, and that's where the goals piled up. And they dictated the way the game was played a lot during the course of the regular season. In this postseason, you haven't been able to get to that, the forecheck game, have the puck possession that you need. And the power play, which was 0-for-21 in the 7 games they played in the playoffs this year, that has to be fixed because you can't end up without power play success. When you fail on the power play like that, it bleeds over into your even strength 5-on-5 hockey. And the same goes for when you're scoring on the power play and have success and your top players touch the puck and get some points. That also bleeds in over into success with the 5-on-5 structured hockey that you're trying to go with it. So if you're talking about all the goal scoring and the pace and everything that's being done, a lot of the problems are at this very moment are directly linked with the inadequacy of the power play to score goals at important moments for this Panther grouping. That they got by the Washington series okay because they are so talented 5-on-5. But this Tampa Bay, this is a different beast that they're heading into. So they've got to find a way to capitalize when it matters most on the power plays and make sure that they, even if they don't score a power play goal, that they get momentum from them. They get chances. They create some opportunities and then maybe let their good players go from there. But that to me has to be the main focal point of the series if they want to get the 4, 5, 6 goals, is they've got to get some power play success.
Yeah, and you said it, 0-for-21, and I saw a stat, I think it was a Slater scoop, that the Panthers have had just over 40 minutes on the power play already in these playoffs. That's 2 full periods, and they haven't been able to cash in. And so, okay, like I agree with everything you said, Bill, about, you know, needing to improve that area, get some power play goals. So how do they fix it? Like, what do you think Bruno has them working on in practice and what they're, you know, whatever they're talking about, whatever mental reps and adjustments they can make?
Well, you got the 5-4 grouping Ekblad, but one player to me that's been successful for a long time, and you got a lot of guys up front, but don't want to hurt anyone play, but the guy that's got a playoff pedigree, Patrick Hornquist, maybe just put him in front of the net and fire away, because there hasn't been a net front presence, so there hasn't been a willingness to shoot the puck because they're looking for that pretty passing play, that perfect passing play. There has to be more of a willingness to get bodies in front of the net, take away the eyes of the goaltender, and just kind of rip away. But Patrick Hornquist is really good at it. He's good at puck retrieval. We haven't seen it since we saw it a bit at the start of the year, but he's a guy that is, to me, could do that. And if you just need a new look at this moment, because, you know, the old definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. You have to try something different. You have to make some adjustments in how you're approaching that power play, whether it's with personnel or how your mind approaches. So to me, Andrew Burnett, maybe Patrick Hornquist goes in front of the net. If he doesn't, whoever is going to be, if Reinhardt's standing in front, they got to go there and just stand in the blue paint and chew pucks. Make it basic, simple, dumb it down power play. And those power plays awfully time seem to be the best.
And Bill, like I know he's on the other team, but are we watching greatness in Vasilevsky? Because this man is a damn wall.
Generational goaltender, yeah. For sure. One of those, with what he did last year, when they won the Stanley Cup last year, all their elimination games, when they needed to put out an opponent, they were shutouts. And then game number 7 against Toronto, he didn't have a great series against Toronto, but they were down 3-2 in game number 6 in the third period. He does not let in a goal. They were able to tie that game up. He does not let a goal in in overtime. They tie the series up 3 games apiece. They go on the road to Toronto. Vasilevsky stops 30-31, puts the Toronto Maple Leafs to bed, comes out game number one of this series. Stellar, prolific goaltending. When he's dialed in and locked in, you can ask anyone around the league if you wanted one guy on your team to be in net at the important time, an important game. The majority of the people, I would say 90-95% of the people, are picking Vasilevsky at this moment because of what he's done the last couple of years. And he was on in game number one. So Toronto got to him a little bit. And Panthers did also in that first-round series last year. It's not that he's unbeatable. It's just when he's on, he gives that team a different level of confidence that you just don't see from other goaltenders around the league. When he's on, the rest of that Tampa Bay team just kind of feeds off his energy in net.
We're joined here by Bill Lindsay, Florida Panthers color analyst on 560 WQAM and the Florida Panthers radio network, also a former Florida Panthers player. And, you know, Bill, I do want to get to in a little bit, you know, your experience in that run to the Stanley Cup Finals back in 1996, which I will never forget. But talk to me about the atmosphere, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of intensity. The last couple years were weird. I mean, the Panthers actually, they had a pretty loud building in the playoffs last year, even though it was, I think, 50% capacity. The year before that, it was in a bubble. So what's it been like to have full crowds back?
Oh, 20,000. It's been so much fun to have just that building. And you forget how big the building is once it's filled up with people. And you got everyone in there just kind of making the noise and kind of rallying the team. And that can be I've been on the bench in those games. The audience. Just all that energy and everything that it's. So that is something that's changed, and the Panthers need to be able to work that on their side. They need that crowd behind them. They need big moments in the game. They need to score goals, keep that momentum, keep that crowd engaged in the game. But it's night and day from what we've seen the last couple of years.
So we're joined here by Bill Lindsay, who is he was a part of one of the most iconic playoff runs in South Florida sports history. I know that they didn't end up hoisting the cup back in 96, but they came darn close. The rats flying on the ice at the Miami Arena. One of the most fun things I have ever been a part of. You know, Bill, what are some of your best memories from just a really gritty, I don't mean this as disrespect, but overachieving Panthers team based on the expectations back then. I mean, you guys captured a lot of hearts down here.
The memories that come back is just once you go through a run like that, and that's why you want to see it with this Panther group. It's one of the most you're in the zone as an athlete for a couple of months. It's you're locked in. There's no better feeling than Channing for. Channon can probably speak to this as well. When you're in the zone as an athlete and you're kind of feeling it, you're alive. You're in the moment. There are no distractions, and you're kind of free. I would explain it's the most free that you could ever be because you're not thinking of anything else. You're thinking about the next shift, the next drop of the puck, the next whatever is on your plate, the next moment, the next practice. So for 2-3 months, you're just locked into this dream zone that you've imagined your whole life, and you're able to kind of go on this fairy tale ride through the Stanley Cup playoffs. And that's what it's all about. You remember every bead that kind of drops off your body from the sweat. You remember all the bruises. You wear them like a badge of honor. All the scars, all the teeth that get knocked out, everything like that is something that you're more than willing to take as punishment to try and get down that road and win that Stanley Cup. And that group in 96 was part of that and was willing to do that. And this Panther team now has the talent and the work ethic to go with it. They just got to match it up at the right time and be able to deliver. But it is, from a personal athlete's standpoint, being in that zone and being locked in like that, it's just purely magical to be able to live and go through that as an athlete.
And Bill, were y'all nasty? That team that made that run, like I've heard the stories, like Donald just hit it, the year of the rat and all that. But were y'all like a nasty team? Were y'all intimidating back then? Were people physically scared to play the Bill Lindsay Panthers?
I don't think they were physically scared against us, but no one was going to outwork us. There was a tenacity behind our team that was Mario Lemieux, after we beat the Penguins in seven games, called us the best defensive team that he's ever seen in the history of the NHL, which was quite a compliment. Wow. At that time. But we weren't just willing to give any inch at all. We were going to fight for everything on that ice, no matter what it took, for the complete 60 minutes of the game, and let the chips fall where they did at the end of the day. So it was kind of a mindset with that. And what made that group and what makes winning teams special, to me, in my opinion, is you're more afraid to let the guy down beside you than you are yourself. Because the guy down, your guy next to you is working so hard and he's putting in so much effort. You're like, if that guy's doing that and I let him down with some bad play, I'm not going to feel bad for myself. I'm going to feel bad that I let my teammate down. And that we had that filter up and down our lineup. And this Panther team, from all I've heard in their dressing room, they sort of got that same kind of mindset, is that failure to let your teammate down is what makes really good teams great. It's not about the individual. It's about the team in general. And 96, it was Skrudalin and all these guys and Van Beesbrouck and net. To me, as a young kid, seeing how hard there were, I would go home, and it was if I played a bad game, I was like, man, I let those guys down tonight, and it hurt like heck. So to me, that was kind of what really drove that team and was the engine in 96, and hopefully that's kind of what's burning in that locker room for the Panthers.
Really good stuff here from Bill Lindsay. We got Panthers and Lightning, game two tonight, 7 o'clock at FLA Live Arena. Bill, the Panthers going to even things up tonight. How do you see this game playing out?
Good start and continue with the momentum. They should be fine. Braden Point's a big miss for them. I know they got by last game, and they've been able to with the structure, but there was a ton of block shots for Tampa Bay. Vasilevsky was on, but if you could get to Vasilevsky and get some power play success, you can flip this script and this series in a hurry. This Panther team, the emotions go so high with one win or one loss. Yeah, they can turn it around and flip everything in one night, and they have the ability to do that. But what has to happen is your best player's got to play your best, your goaltender's got to be on, and the playoffs are about delivering when it matters most. And they did that in the first series. Here's another opportunity. So you got to be able to back it up, and when it's time, when it's go time, it's out there, and you got to be able to prove it. So tonight's a prove it game for the Panthers.
Prove it game. He's Bill Lindsay, former Florida Panthers player, color analyst on 560 WQAM and the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Bill, thank you so much for taking some time. Happy belated birthday again, and have a great call and enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thanks, gentlemen. All the best. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.